I'm delighted to be here. I'm very, very happy. It was a great opportunity for me to come and play football in a new league, a new environment. And I chose Las Palmas because it was the club that made me most excited over the last few weeks.
Sí, él está contento de estar aquí. Es un nuevo reto para él, una nueva liga para él, y está emocionado de estar aquí. Y lo segundo que sí conocí a Las Palmas, sobre todo en estas últimas semanas, ese contacto.
César Lorenzo, Televisión Canaria.
Good morning, Scott. Welcome to Gran Canaria. My first question is going to be the same as I did to Oli McBurney. It's your first experience here in Spain. How do you approach that challenge to have a new style of playing football? And the second of all, it's going to be like you're going to play now with a partner in the center of defense. You used to play with three center defenders. Now it's going to be four. And how do you approach also that challenge to all the season? Thank you.
I think firstly, I've played in a back four and a back three, so it shouldn't be too much of a problem. I think more recently it has been a back three, but I'm more than capable of being able to adapt to a back four, so that shouldn't be an issue. First time in Spain, I'm looking forward to the challenge. Obviously it might take a couple of weeks to adapt to the style of play and the way the manager wants to play, but I'm willing to learn and hopefully I can learn very quickly.
Sí, me preguntaron también sobre la idea de jugar en defensa de tres, que siempre había estado jugando en defensa de tres, y cómo se adaptaría a defensa de cuatro, y él está capacitado, ¿no?, para jugar de defensa de tres y defensa de cuatro. Y el respecto del jugar en la Liga Española es un reto para él, y él necesita un par de semanas de adaptación, pero que está preparado.
Paco Cabrera, La Provincia.
Hi Scott, good morning, good luck, welcome to Gran Canaria. Two questions. The first question, you were playing against high strikers in Premier League, Champions League, Scotland, Euro Cup. How do you stop Kylian Mbappé?
That's obviously a very difficult question. I think it takes a team to stop Kylian Mbappé. No one individual can do that themselves. So I think that's down to how we set up as a team and how we work as a team to try and stop players of that quality.
Dice que es una respuesta complicada al defender Mbappé, que es una labor más de equipo que individual y que todo el equipo pues tiene que aplicarse, ¿no?, para defenderlo.
Okay. The second question, Oli was the first Scottish player ever seen in Las Palmas, Oli McBurney. You are the second, he's history. Now you are the second ever Scottish player playing here. What does it mean to you?
Yeah, it's obviously a privilege to be one of the first Scottish players to come and play for this club. Oli was a massive part in me coming out here. I think as soon as he found out there was interest, he phoned me straight away and was fully encouraging me to come. Last week I met him for dinner out here, and I think after seeing the training ground in the stadium, speaking to him, my decision was made after that.
Quiero decir que evidentemente la influencia de Oli es grande para que él estuviera aquí y conocer un poco todo esto.
Quique del Rosario, Pasión Amarilla.
Hola Scott, bienvenido a Gran Canaria. Yo te quería preguntar en qué defensa te inspiras, cuál ha sido tu ídolo, cuál es tu referencia como defensa. Gracias.
Who is your idol, your reference about the center backs?
I think obviously growing up in the UK, Rio Ferdinand, John Terry, Nemanja Vidic, when I was younger, they were all players playing at the top level in the English Premier League and players I looked up to.
Jugadores como Rio Ferdinand, ¿no?, esta clase de futbolistas, John Terry, que han sido referencias en Inglaterra y en las competiciones europeas más importantes.
Juan Luis Monzón, Canarias Radio.
Buenos días, bienvenido. Llegas de una gran liga, vienes a la otra gran liga, ¿no? Y además vienes de un grande, de un clásico, un bicampeón de Europa como Nottingham Forest, a la Unión Deportiva. ¿Cómo piensas llevar, cómo comparas esos dos estilos, cómo te adaptarás a la Unión Deportiva? Gracias.
You come from Nottingham Forest. It's an amazing team in a great competition like a Premier League. How do, will you your adapt to come here and our Unión Deportiva Las Palmas style? It's different.
Obviously, La Liga is a top, top league. It's up there with the Premier League. I had a great time at Nottingham Forest. Played against some great teams, and hopefully using that experience, it can help me settle in here in La Liga.
Que la liga es un reto importante para él, que el tiempo que estuvo en el Nottingham fue también fantástico por la manera también de jugar allí, pero que esto es un reto diferente.
¿Alguna pregunta más? Ana Cabello, Radio Marca.
Hi Scott, welcome to Gran Canaria. I have two questions. The first one, when you arrived in Barranco Seco, what did they tell you about the project of the team for this season? And the second one, what do you know about Las Palmas, and if you have had the opportunity of being here before?
I've never been here before. Before I arrived, I didn't know too much, but having sat down with the technical staff, we watched videos of how the team play, how I can try and help the team, and hopefully that can help us have a great season. I forgot the first question again.
The first question was that when you arrived in Barranco Seco, what did they tell you about the period of the team for this season?
Yeah, we want to try and play attacking football. They've obviously made a few signings, including Ollie. We like to try and keep the ball and dominate the ball in every match. And we want to obviously have a good season and try and improve on last year.
Sí, que él tuvo conocimiento porque estuvo un poco antes aquí y se le explicó bien el modelo de juego en el que le gusta el tema de tener la posesión y el jugar hacia adelante con el balón y dominar al contrario.
¿Alguna pregunta más? Juan Manuel Suárez, Televisión Española.
Welcome, Maquena. ¿Estás preparado para afrontar el comienzo de liga o todavía no considera que tiene la preparación adecuada debido al trabajo de la Eurocopa? ¿Puede estar preparado para el comienzo de liga?
Are you ready to play right now, or you need some adaptation because you finish Eurocup? Little time ago.
Yeah, I've been doing some training myself. I joined them with a youth team in Aberdeen that I used to play with. I trained with them for 4 or 5 days. Obviously, I will need a few training sessions here to try and get up to speed and understand the way the manager wants to play. But hopefully, it shouldn't take too long.
Él estuvo haciendo trabajo también, incluso con los jóvenes, y él estaba entrenando también por su cuenta, así que se encuentra bien.
Iván Martín, Canarias 7.
Welcome to Gran Canaria, Scott. Yo quería preguntarle si ha visto al equipo ya anteriormente, si ya ha saludado a sus compañeros. Y sobre todo qué espera esta temporada en el si espera tener un rol protagonista o por el contrario secundario.
Have you seen our team playing before? And the second, if you will have a role important in the team?
I haven't seen too much of the team before until last week, and in the presentation, I've seen a lot of the way and the style that the club want to play. It's very important to the club that we play attractive football and try and keep possession. So that's something I'm looking forward to, and hopefully I can be a big part of that. Obviously, playing in centre defence.
Que él se dio cuenta realmente al estar aquí, el cómo se le explicó el modelo de juego, ese modelo atractivo de tener el balón y él cómo se podría adaptar a esas condiciones.